Are you going to be marching on Labour headquarters?
I don't know what the plans are. I haven't yet spoken, but if they're going to Labour headquarters, I'll go with them.
Because I've been reading your tweets, and you've been highly critical of Jeremy Corbyn's decision to grant a free vote, because in effect, it's actually made the bombing more likely, hasn't it?
It has, but I haven't given up hope that we can still win the vote tomorrow. But it's true that if the Labour MPs had been whipped, then there wouldn't have been a vote, because David Cameron could not have been certain, even of a majority, let alone the clear majority, which he's identified as being necessary. So, unfortunately, Mr Corbyn was blackmailed by the shadow cabinet ministers, who said they'd walk out and resign if he whipped the vote. I think he should have called their bluff.
But of course today he's warning Labour MPs there's, quote, no hiding place on this vote over Syrian airstrikes. What do you think he means by that?
Well, of course, one of the benefits of our parliamentary democracy is that everyone will know about 8:05 on tomorrow night.
10,
who voted for what? Is it 10? I thought it was 8. Beg your pardon. So just a little after 10, we'll know everyone who voted and how they voted. And therefore, there is no hiding place. Everyone will know how the Ben Cameron war.
But sorry, go on.
No, I was going to say, I bet you never thought you'd hear me linking those two names together. The Ben Cameron war, who voted for it and who voted against it.
But isn't there an implicit threat in saying there's no hiding place? Because it will encourage this new group momentum to try and deselect any MP that votes in favour of airstrikes.
Well, only if you consider democracy to be a threat. Members of the Labour Party are entitled to ask their representatives in Parliament to listen to what they have to say, especially on an issue of such magnitude, which could go so very badly wrong.
So you think there could well be repercussions for MPs who back military action?
Well, I very much hope so. I think that MPs who facilitate a David Cameron war with all the perils associated with it, and as you rightly said, I'm running for Mayor of London, the safety of the people of London is my number one priority, and we'll be right in the front line within days of...
We already are.
Well, we are, but we'll be far more exposed, and we will have given a casus belli to those who would like to hurt us and give a great impetus to whatever plotting and planning they're doing now. Of course, I don't want that to happen. I would be in favour of shooting them down dead in the streets if they try it, but I'm sure they're going to try it.